أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لقد رضي الله عن المؤمنين إذ يبايعونك تحت الشجرة فعلم ما في قلوبهم فأنزل السكينة عليهم وأثابهم فتحا قريبا ومغانم كثيرة يأخذونها وكان الله عزيزا حكيما. وعدكم الله مغانم كثيرة تأخذونها فعجل لكم هذه وكف أيدي الناس عنكم ولتكون آية للمؤمنين ويهديكم صراطا مستقيما. وأخرى لم تقدروا عليها قد أحاط الله بها وكان الله على كل شيء قديرا. ولو قاتلكم الذين كفروا لولوا الأدبار ثم لا يجدون وليا ولا نصيرا. سنة الله التي قد خلت من قبل ولن تجد لسنة الله تبديلا. وهو الذي كف أيديهم عنكم وأيديكم عنهم ببطن مكة من بعد أن أسفركم عليهم وكان الله بما تعملون بصيرا. الله تعالى declared his pleasure upon the believers when they swore the oath of allegiance with him under the tree, and he knew exactly what is in their hearts, and he sent down tranquility and forbearance in their hearts and granted them a quick victory and many other spoils and gains that they are going to acquire. And Allah Ta'ala, He is exalted in might and full of wisdom. Allah Ta'ala has promised you many spoils that you will acquire, and He has given this to you immediately and restrained the hands of the unbelievers from you, and that He may make this a sign for the believers and guide them to the straight path. And there is another victory as well, another gain of war that you have not yet, you do not have the power over it as yet. But Allah Ta'ala has already encompassed this, and Allah Ta'ala has power over all things. And should the unbelievers fight with you, they will turn away their backs, and then will they find no one to assist them and no one to protect them. This is the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was always in the people of the past, and never will you find a change in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala declaring his pleasure upon the sahaba kiram who had sworn allegiance with him. That is the Bayatul Ridwan, 1500 of sahaba kiram, and Allah ta'ala has declared his good pleasure upon them, upon which the Bisham had also said, Antum khayru ahli al-ard. Today you are the best of the people of the world. So to cast aspersions upon this type of group for whom Allah Ta'ala has declared his pleasure, really something is wrong in the person's understanding or something wrong in his faith. Allah Ta'ala declares pleasure for someone, then that is perpetual, for the knowledge of Allah Ta'ala covers all time. When his knowledge covers all time and he's declared his pleasure for an individual, that means that never will Allah Ta'ala write him off his books. He will be in favored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala all the time in both the worlds. Then Allah ta'ala speaks about the special tranquility and the tolerance that he had sent down to the hearts of the believers. This was on the occasion of Hudaybiyah at the Bayatul Ridwan. And the Sahaba Kiram were very much worked up when they had heard the news that Usman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu was assassinated. But then Allah Ta'ala kept them calm, gave them that tolerance and that forbearance that they could stand all these type of trials. And also He had promised them a quick victory. That is the conquest of Khaybar. So this was the victory that came to them immediately. And there are many more still that they are yet to acquire: the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah, then Hunayn, then Yemen, then Iraq. All these countries will come to the feet of the believers. Some Allah Ta'ala has given immediately, like Khaybar, and there are those that they will gain in short time. Like the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah, Ukhra lam taqdiru alayha, that you don't have the power over it as yet. You don't have the power over Makkah Mukarramah as yet. But Allah Ta'ala has already encompassed it. He's already declared this for you. So you will march through Makkah Mukarramah and this will be yours again. It is He who has restrained the hands of the unbelievers from you and your hands from them in the very center of Makkah Mukarramah after He had granted you victory over them. After Allah Ta'ala had granted almost the victory to the believers over the unbelievers, then to Allah Ta'ala had restrained your hands from them and their hands from you. It was at a time when there were approximately 50 people that were planning to assassinate Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Muhammad ibn Muslimah radiallahu anhu had apprehended all of them. But it coincided with Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu being in Makkah Mukarramah. So Allah Ta'ala restrained your hands from doing anything, because if you were to kill these people, in revenge they would have assassinated Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu. So Allah Ta'ala held back your hands and held back their hands as well, right at the time that you were in the very middle of Makkah Mukarramah, very center of Makkah Mukarramah. These are the unbelievers. These are the ones that reject the faith. They prevent others from the Masjidul Haram and they detain the sacrificial animal from reaching its place. You can see that the believers have come with the right intentions, with the noble intention of Umrah, not to fight, not for any type of mischief, but yet that disbelief and the prejudice of disbelief had the better over them, their biasness had the better over them, and it blocked their understanding and reasoning that these people have come here for Umrah. And this was a right of every person that he could come to Makkah Mukarramah freely and do all the rites of Umrah and Hajj. But yet these people had seen all this, seen the animals of sacrifice, seen the garb of the believers, yet they prevented them. Had it not been for believing women, men and women that were residing in Makkah Mukarramah, there were some believing men and women who had not the strength to migrate to Medina Munawwara, and that been there on this time of Hudaybiyah. So Allah Ta'ala speaks about these people. Had they not been these believing men and women residing in Makkah Mukarramah that you did not know, and unknowingly you would have crushed them. If there was a war that ensued, then in the whole struggle, apart from killing the unbelievers, these people that were residing in Makkah Mukarramah, that were believing, you would have unknowingly you would have crushed them and killed them. And as a result, this would have resulted in you being very much embarrassed and very much remorseful for this act of yours. لِيُدْخِلَ اللَّهُ فِي رَحْمَتِي. So Allah Ta'ala prevented this war, that peace may prevail, and that there are those that may enter into Islam. He may admit people into His mercy, people that He pleases. But if the unbelievers had been distinguished from the believers, had been separated and distinguished, then He would have definitely punished the unbelievers with a grievous punishment. Remember the time when the unbelievers had put emotions of ignorance in their hearts. The emotions were running very, very high. And Allah Ta'ala sent down His special tranquility upon the Rasul and the believers, and He had rooted them firmly in the command of righteousness and restraint. In their hearts was that fury of unbelief, of disbelief. The emotions of ignorance were running very high. And around that time, Allah Ta'ala sent calmness and forbearance into the hearts of the believers, and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and kept them firm in the command of restraint, of taqwa. And really, they are the ones that are entitled to this, and they are worthy of this. وَكَانَ اللَّهُ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمًا. And Allah Ta'ala has full knowledge over all things. This was at the time when the treaty was being signed, and then the fury of unbelief, of disbelief, and the emotions of the disbelief had the better over the disbelievers. I mean, Rasulullah was writing the letter, and he chose to use the word Rahman. So they asked Rasulullah to delete this word here and just write Allah. So these were the things that they were making an issue of, and Allah Ta'ala granted the believers that they get their demands all embodied into the treaty without making an issue. So this treaty prevailed. Otherwise, it could have been that a small thing could have triggered a big battle, huge battle, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala restrained you. He had granted you the tranquility, that forbearance, that you can see right, understand right, and be calm over the whole situation, and allow peace to prevail, and this will then eventually lead to the conquest of Makkah Mukarramah.